Darkness was falling as they walked down to Lockhart's office. There seemed to be a lot of activity going on inside it. They could hear scraping, thumps, and hurried footsteps. Harry knocked, and there was a sudden silence from inside. Then the door opened the tiniest crack, and they saw one of Lockhart's eyes peering through it.
"Oh, Mr. Potter, Mr. Weasley," he said, opening the door a bit wider. "I'm rather busy at the moment. If you would be quick..."
"Professor, we've got some information for you," said Harry. "We think it'll help you."
Well, it's not terribly..."
The side of Lockhart's face that they could see looked very uncomfortable.
"I mean, well, all right."
He opened the door and they entered. His office had been almost completely stripped. Two large trunks stood open on the floor. Robes, jade green, lilac, midnight blue, had been hastily folded into one of them. Books were jumbled untidily into the other. The photographs that had covered the walls were now crammed into boxes on the desk.
"Are you going somewhere?" said Harry. Well, yes," said Lockhart, ripping a life-size poster of himself from the back of the door as he spoke and starting to roll it up. "Urgent call. Unavoidable. Got to go."
"What about my sister?" said Ron jerkily.
"Well, as to that, most unfortunate," said Lockhart, avoiding their eyes as he wrenched open a drawer and started emptying the contents into a bag. "No one regrets more than I. You're the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher," said Harry. "You can't go now, not with all the dark stuff going on here." "Well, I must say, when I took the job," Lockhart muttered, now piling socks on top of his robes, "nothing in the job description. Didn't expect..."
"You mean you're running away?" said Harry disbelievingly.
"After all that stuff you did in your books?"
"Books can be misleading," said Lockhart delicately.
"You wrote them!" Harry shouted. "My dear boy," said Lockhart, straightening up and frowning at Harry, "do use your common sense. My books wouldn't have sold half as well if people didn't think I'd done all those things. No one wants to read about some ugly old Armenian warlock, even if he did save a village from werewolves. He'd look dreadful on the front cover. No dress sense at all. And the witch who banished the Bandon Banshee had a hare lip. I mean, come on."
"So you've just been taking credit for what a load of other people have done?" said Harry incredulously.
Harry, said Lockhart, shaking his head impatiently. "It's not nearly as simple as that. There was work involved. I had to track these people down, ask them exactly how they managed to do what they did. Then I had to put a memory charm on them so they wouldn't remember doing it. If there's one thing I pride myself on, it's my memory charms. No, it's been a lot of work, Harry. It's not all book signings and publicity photos, you know. You want fame, you have to be prepared for a long, hard slog."
He banged the lids of his trunks shut and locked them.
"Let's see," he said. "I think that's everything. Yes, only one thing left."
He pulled out his wand and turned to them.
"Awfully sorry, boys, but I'll have to put a memory charm on you now. Can't have you blabbing my secrets all over the place. I'd never sell another book."
Harry reached his wand just in time. Lockhart had barely raised his when Harry bellowed, "Expelliarmus!" Lockhart was blasted backward, falling over his trunk. His wand flew high in the air. Ron caught it and flung it out of the open window.
"Shouldn't have let Professor Snape teach us that one," said Harry furiously, kicking Lockhart's trunk aside.
Lockhart was looking up at him, feeble once more. Harry was still pointing his wand at him.
"What do you want me to do?" said Lockhart weakly. "I don't know where the Chamber of Secrets is. There's nothing I can do."
"You're in luck," said Harry, forcing Lockhart to his feet at one point. "We think we know where it is and what's inside it. Let's go."